Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I didn't have the cash to buy that aircraft and sow it to that church and ministry. Did you?
No.
Huh? Most of you didn't. But us did. Phyllis and me didn't have the money to come buy this church and this building and this property and pay for it. Did you?
No.
You didn't. But us did. What if us hadn't got together? These things wouldn't have happened. And oh, can you see it? Can you see it? There's a lot of us around. And God intends for many, many more to get saved and there to be more of us. And what if you got much more of us together? What kind of things could you do? Are you excited at least a little about this? Well, what kind of things can God? God intends that he use the church to shake this planet. To shake this planet. And this gates of hell shall not prevail is not just a defensive situation. The gates of hell and the gates of death have locked and enclosed millions of souls. Did you hear me? Whole nations, whole cities are locked behind gates of death, gates of hell. And governments have not been able to get through. Governments and philosophers and educators and social workers have maybe helped a little bit here and there, but have not been able to get those gates open and get those people free. But against the church, against the church, these gates cannot withstand. They cannot hold out. What if millions and millions of believers got together and stood up like one man? Put all their money together. Huh? Somebody says, well, they won't, you know, they won't let us preach the gospel in that continent. Let's buy it. The continent? Yeah. Buy the country. Just buy it. Well, it cost $100 billion. Great, we got it. It's in our God account. I said, well, it ain't in my God account. If you put 10 million believers' God accounts together. Yes, sir. Somebody said, Brother Keith, you're just dreaming. No, I'm telling you about God's dream.
Yes, sir.
This ain't my dream, except receiving it from him.
Yes.
This has always been his vision. And he has never changed. People have squabbled and they've split and they've fought and they've excluded and they've divided, and he has sat on the throne and not changed what he said. Jesus prayed that they may be one, even as you, Father, and I are one, and they, we, us, will be. Will be. Will be. Has to happen. But we haven't seen it happen fully or even that much. And time's running out. Could it be? Could it be? You and I have come to the kingdom for such a time as it. Could it be that we are a generation that really begins to see the unification of the real church of the Lord Jesus, begin to see God bring together a unity, a force that is so powerful that entire governments cannot resist it? Enough people with enough money and enough equipment and enough faith with the God of creation behind them can do anything. I mean anything. Come through anything. Shut down anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't want those places of ill repute right there. Buy all the land. They have to move somewhere else. They can't build there. You got it. We've thought too small. We've thought me visions. Me dreams. What I could do. And as big as you could ever think is just. But us. There's something stirring in your spirit now. Us. Let us, he said. Let us. Then he says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together like some folk are. Don't you do it. What does that mean? Come on, get together. Come together. Get together. Why? Because you got to do stuff together. We're not going to get together. We're not going to pool our resources in our faith if we don't come together and talk about it together and fellowship around it and have a central vision and the same words. It's not going to happen. We got to leave home. Got to come out. Got to get together. Right? Mrs. Well, I just like watching the internet. Well, thank God for the internet. It's wonderful. And there's some places on the earth where there's not a church, Bible-believing church, within 500 miles of you. I know that. But there's a lot of folks got good church right across the road and just lazy. Amen. Thank you for those three amens. And one reason why they just want to stay at home and not get out is because nobody knows they're not a part. They're not giving to anything. They're not serving. They're not helping. Did you hear me?
Yes.
And they can just hide.
That's right.
Boy, we're having fun now, aren't we? And some folks say, well, I just don't know what to do. Some people need to move.
Amen.
Need to move. We've already talked about it. Job is not first. Amen. Business is not first. Family is not first. The kingdom of God, Jesus is first, so his church is first. His body is first. His work is first. Some people need to leave that state, leave that country, and go where God told you to go.
Amen.
I didn't say Branson. There's a lot of good places. There's a lot of good churches, right? Wherever the Lord tells you and shows you.
Yes, sir.
But do it.
Yes, sir.
Much more important than $5 more an hour.
Amen.
Right.
Glory to God.
Much more important than a promotion.
Yes, sir.
Is do it, being where the Lord told you to be, affecting the church the way he told you to. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, 1 John, I think I can close with this. 1 John. Now, 1 John talks about this wonderful thing, and this is, look at this. He said, verse 3, 1 John 1, 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we to you, that you also may have what?
Fellowship.
That you may have what?
Fellowship.
Fellowship with who?
Us.
With us.
Yeah.
And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. When you and I come together, it's not just us.
No.
He's here.
Yes.
I said, he's here.
Amen.
With us.
Yes,
in us and with us and around. And that's what makes church church.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It ain't the talent.
Amen.
It ain't the facilities. God is what makes church church. If he don't come, it ain't worth going to. But he does. He never misses a service. Never. That you also may have fellowship with us. With who?
Us.
Somebody say us.
Us.
You like the sound of that?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Boy, there's strength in us.
Yes.
There's comfort in us.
Yes.
There's fun and excitement when us get together.
Right.
Us. Us. No loneliness with us.
Amen.
Right? No lack with us.
Amen.
Remember in the beginning days of the church? When the church was us, and us brought everything and sowed it and laid it down at the apostles' feet, and there was neither among them any that lacked. Nobody had any lack. Among us is no lack.
That's right. Amen.
Alone there's lack.
Yes.
Alone there's loneliness.
Yes.
Alone there's insufficiency and inadequacy and unfulfillment.
Yes.
Oh, but with us. Us can rise up and do what you couldn't do and I couldn't do. Us. With us is plenty of provision.
Yes.
You might not know it, and they might not know it, but he knows it. So now we all know it.
Amen.
Right? She didn't know how to do it, and he didn't know how to do it, but she does.
Amen.
And she tells us, so now we all know.
Yeah.
I got something, you got something, they got something, you put us all together, we got it all.
Yeah.
We got it all.
Yeah.
You alone don't. I alone don't. I know I'm taking some extra time, but this is the heart of your God. This is the apple of his eye. He said, these things, verse 4, I write to you. Why?
That your joy may be made full.
What's he referring to? Writing what things? About the fellowship. About us fellowshipping. That's when and where your joy gets full. Has anybody had any more joy since you came and jumped right in the middle of the work of God and got busy and got a bunch of faith friends and family than when you're just hanging out by yourself trying to knock along? Yeah, it's how your joy gets full. You come into whole realms of things you never thought about. All kind of opportunities and abilities. Oh, thank God. Thank God. And he goes on talking about verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. If we walk in the light, he's in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. What is sin about? What is the real issue with sin? Sin gets you out of us.
Yes.
Hmm? There are people who's not here this morning because they've sinned and they messed up and they're ashamed. And that's a problem. So they're not with us, and they're not enjoying stuff with us. And what got them out? It wasn't the wrath of God. It wasn't us cutting them off either. It was their condemnation, the sin. Sin separates. Sin removes you from the fellowship, and that's where the enemy wants you, alone, so he can cut you off from the herd and devour you. With the herd, there's strength. With the herd, there's protection. Stay close behind the leader, Jesus Christ. If he stops suddenly, you're going to hit him in the back. Follow hard behind him. Close behind him. The Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow the Lord. We're all following him. We're all close. We stay together. We stay safe. We stay together. We stay strong. Us. What is the church? Called together. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
It's me.